All right. Welcome everybody again to another episode of Get Real, hosted by
Get
us.
Get Real.
BM.
Ashley B. Choi.
And Neil of
and Jackson.
Where we get honest about the ups and downs of our young adulthood, but from our perspective. And if you guys didn't hear, we got Jackson Wayne from China in the building. Team Wayne in the house. We got Team Wayne in the building.
Oh my God.
Yes,
I've been
sir.
Wanting to come to the show a long time ago, but you know, you guys never reached out.
We did it? Who didn't reach out?
No, no. Actually, I really wanted
Diane.
To be on. And yeah. I know there's another podcast with Eric Nam. Right,
right. Yeah.
And there's one that Jay's on.
Uh-huh.
Right. Wait, yeah.
Do they have like their own separate ones or what? What is it?
Yeah, they have their own shows.
All separate? Like yeah. Jay has his own
mm-hmm.
and Eric has his own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the most popular one, is it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh. Shut that down. Like Panil was saying, welcome again to the most popular podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode, we're going to get into some different topics this time. We're going to get into hometown heroes.
Ooh, wow.
Hometown heroes. Where did we grow up? What do we remember most about our childhood stomping grounds? Do we ever really forget where we come from? Distance makes the heart grow fonder after all. And we've come a long way since leaving the comforts of home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man.
Yes, sir. Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods.
Mm-hmm.
And subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Nice, woo! Nice.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there's a Dive Studio has Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Yes, sir, we do. Yeah. Oh, we're about to follow right now. Get up on that.
Well, while you're following, what's your Instagram?
Okay. So
yeah,
follow.
There
Dive
you
Studios
go.
Not following me. Okay, let me follow
oh,
first.
Oh, someone
yes.
is
friends now.
Who's in charge of the social media team right here? Everyone's pointing fingers. Everyone's pointing fingers.
I love this Dive Studio.
Yeah. Well, first things first, how have you been, Jackson?
Oh my God.
What have you been up to?
Me? Personally, just I'm starting to really, really try to work in Korea
mm-hmm.
this year.
Okay.
We just finished a contract with JYP.
Mm.
And then… But we're still GOT7. You know, we still work. We're still gonna, you know, come out with songs. But this year, I think the majority of the whole year, everyone's just trying to prepare on do their own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
for sure,
you
for
know,
sure.
Each member, some wants to act. You know, some's going back to, you know, Mark went back to LA,
mm-hmm.
and you know, JB, Yugyeom preparing their album.
Mm-hmm.
Bam Bam, have no idea what he's doing, but. But he seems like to do a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. commercials. Mm-hmm. Well, he's like the prince in
Thailand right?
Yeah. And
right,
you know, right, he's right. doing a lot of the music. He's also thinking about into acting, but mm. you know, we didn't really have a deep conversation about that. And Youngjae is preparing his album. Me, I'm also preparing my album, English album and Chinese album. Also
oh,
a lot
nice.
Of collaborations this year. And I was even talking about a song with you, you know?
Yeah.
You
know, we're working on that one right now.
Working on that, right. And then…
We're working on that one right now.
Yeah. Also, at the same time, you know… running my own company. It's called Team Wang.
Team Wang.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
talk about it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's two identities. Mm. Like, just one as an artist, as a singer, a performer. And one as… just running a company, whatever you call it, like
CEO.
Not really CEO. Not really. Not really CEO. Not really CEO. It's more of like a
chairman.
No. It's like a guy who runs the company.
Founder?
That's it.
Mm.
Yeah,
isn't that
founder.
CEO?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Founder.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not the CEO, but I own the company.
Founder. I was a president. No.
Oh, president. S-S-S-C- oh, you want to… Okay,
No.
Okay.
Jackson's being humble.
What do you call it? Just founder.
Okay.
Founder.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
cool.
dope.
Yeah.
And that's
founding
been…
Founding father.
Team Wang has been alive for how long now? Because you started that when you were in JYP, right?
Yeah, started that when I was 23.
Wow.
Dang.
So, four years ago.
I think I could barely walk when I was 23, bro.
4 years ago. Mm. And I worked as a solo over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it was… I could work everywhere except for Korea. That was the deal. That was the deal.
Oh.
So then, you know, as, okay. since the contract ended, you know, I'm trying to bring everything back. Mm. You know, okay. all my music, endorsements. It's just everything. What I've done in 4 years to try to bring it back.
Right. Yeah. So you're okay. initially trying to build your brand again. In Korea,
because. Since my songs, you can't find any of my songs in Korea.
What?
You know, like on really? Every platform. Yeah. Oh. So this year I'm trying to like distribute it again in Korea. Okay, so okay. trying to connect with the Korean audience again.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I mean, I feel like it should be pretty easy, right? If you did the partnership with Sublime.
Yeah. I mean, Sublime right. has been a great team. Mm. Great team. A very friendly family, very good to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just suggest if your contract ends, mm-hmm. please come to Sublime.
We'll talk
just
in
3 kidding,
years.
Just kidding. Opinion.
Personal opinion. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, yeah. you know? Yeah. All right.
Okay, very great team though. Very great team. Yeah. Okay.
That's good
yeah.
to hear.
Yeah, you've been grinding. You've been trying to rebrand the Team Wang. You've been in the studio, I think, like every day for the past 2 weeks, right?
Yes. Just recordings and recordings because, you know, nothing else to do, you know? You know, nothing else. I have to prepare. I prepare the bullets, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Or else, because I think my album is coming out, global album is coming out in August.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
10 songs and… a lot of singles in between, right. collaborations. My next single is going to be in March.
Wow, that's soon. Okay. That's very soon.
Yeah.
What's that like?
That's a love story.
Ooh.
Yeah. Love story.
Just you or you got a feature on there? Or is that a secret?
No, just me.
Just you.
Yeah, I have to, you know, just preparing, you know, all these days just trying to write. Because all my music video, I write my own treatment.
Mm.
And then I… it takes time. It really takes time. It takes time to find the location and rehearsals.
Wow.
And shoot like a demo music video, like and find the right actress, actor, and
choreo.
Yeah. Choreo and
Dang.
Everything. Yeah.
You're gonna be shooting all that in Korea?
Yeah. I'm shooting that at the end of February.
Okay. Yeah. And then in March, is it gonna be out Korea and globally?
Globally.
Not in Korea yet?
No, this year in Korea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from now on.
Okay.
Worldwide, we getting it.
All right.
Yo, so we got a couple questions from some fans on Instagram and Twitter. Aquabum asks, what do you feel is the thing that drives you to work harder?
Aquabum?
Yeah.
Aquabum? Like,
Aquabum.
Damn.
Like, B-E-O-M.
Honestly, like, since I debuted, no one really… not no one. The only person, the only people that really believed in me and had faith in me were my fans.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then I've always wanted to make them proud.
Mm-hmm.
So to a level that when they're with their friends or when they're outside, when they talk, hey, I really like Jackson. I like Jackson's music. I like Jackson this. Or when they mentioned the name Jackson Wang, mm-hmm. like I want… they're the people around them to agree,
right?
Mm. You know, to feel like they agree with
your fans.
My fans.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted that happen, and so whatever I do, I just want to make them proud.
Yeah, bro.
And that motivates me the most. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, besides all like the hard that you do, like all the hip hop and stuff, and all like you know the macho stuff you show. And portray on music videos, you do a good job, I think, on your platforms, showing your fans appreciation and stuff too. So that's dope, man.
For sure.
And also like that, at the same time, you know, as I'm Chinese mm-hmm. and also at the same time I'm Asian,
mm-hmm.
I'm really trying to share the Asian culture more and more to the Western audience.
Ooh.
You know, like I feel… you know, there is a barrier. You know, like you know, we Asians, there are Western, they don't know 100% about our culture.
Yeah. Oh, for
sure.
And
we don't neither. So I want to connect more with globally. Mm. This is my goal too.
You want to be that bridge.
Yeah.
I think you're well on your way, bro.
We also had a question from WJ Papillon who says, what's the most fun / happiest part about being an artist? And what's sometimes the hardest?
Mm. Oh, man. The happiest, I would say, you know, being able to achieve a certain result. Mm-hmm. And also be to show appreciation to fans, you know, that hey, I every prize or every result that I have at this moment, it belongs to them. Mm-hmm. This is my happiest moment to show them that hey, I can make you more proud.
Mm.
Yeah, and that and also like being able to perform in front of all the fans,
right?
Because in some ways, you know, like. We've all performed in like, you know, in front of a lot of fans, but we all know that it doesn't last forever, you know.
Of course.
So then in some way that I really appreciate it and that's like a very precious memory of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, and hardest part is
He's like, how much time we got?
No. Hardest part is that like a very happy moment. It always ends up to a question like, oh, how long can this last?
Mm.
You know, that's like the hardest part. Oh, I have to cherish every moment.
Right.
You know? And how long can I do this? Mm. You know, like is my body condition, my mental, physically, am I able to? You know,
keep up. Worry about the future.
Yeah,
huh?
What about the future? I
feel that.
Yeah.
I feel like most artists, for the most part, is always like that. Like, how am I gonna top my next? How am I gonna top my current one with the next one? And how am I gonna top that one after that? And like, just like, how am I gonna consistently keep longevity as an artist? I feel that.
True. Very true.
Yeah, man.
Well. Why am I only the one answering? Why aren't you guys answering?
Because these are questions for you.
I know.
Yeah,
I want to know too. I thought this was going to be a conversation.
These fans don't want to hear our answers. Yeah. They're
sick of us.
Papillon, that's your song. No, that's not our song.
Try. Just, long story short.
Mm. What do you guys think?
Happiest and what's the hardest part of being a…
I think happiest… obviously, like Jackson was talking about… You know, releasing music and seeing just fans go crazy over it. Because when you're in a creative field and you kind of bring in something to reality that came from your head and you see people rocking with that, it's like, oh, I'm the shit. Kinda. Like kinda, there's like that. And then there's like, you know, like you were saying, appreciation. Like, damn, like that resonates with you. Like me and you are one right now. Like tight. You know what I mean? Like you build an intimate relationship with fans. And I feel like that's probably one of the best parts because especially when you get to be on tour and you get to see it face to face. And I feel like that's literally the best part. And the hardest part. Come back to me. Let me think about this
you
one.
You want to think about it?
Yeah.
You want to go first?
No.
No? All right.
There's so many hardest parts.
Yeah.
There's so many hardest parts.
We could do a whole episode on the hardest part about man. Being an artist.
I've seen you guys talk about the hardest part being a trainee.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that. Oh, that was on another podcast or what?
Oh, I don't know.
No, that was on ours.
Yeah.
I thought training was pretty fun for me. We had a pretty fun time.
I had some hard moments.
I had some hard moments.
Because, you know, like… Yo, no. You came like… We were in the same company.
Yeah.
And you came 2 years before me or 1 year?
No. I think like…
You came with Mark.
A year or like 6 months before
Mark and Bem Bem?
No, I came a little before them too.
Then 2 years. Two years before me.
I got cut exactly 2 years.
What? What do you mean? What do you mean?
So like… I was only a trainee at JYP for 2 years. And I got cut. So I think I was there for like maybe a year before you.
Oh.
A year, year and a half before you made
Bam Bam maybe. And Mark came in a year before me.
Oh, really? Okay, then maybe man. Like a year and a half before you?
Yeah, so to me, I didn't know Korean.
Mm. Oh, yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was a fencer.
Yeah.
What do you expect a fencer to do?
He had like…
And trainee. Like, what do you expect from a fencer? You expect him to dance? You expect him to sing, to rap? Nothing.
So you had no musical or dancing background?
I was so happy. And yeah. I was…
Didn't you like audition with rap or something?
No, I auditioned with dance.
Oh, dance.
Yeah, dance. But like just freestyle and it was whack. Okay, I knew it.
No, but you got in.
No, I felt good.
Uh-huh.
But it was whack. I knew it, right?
Did you think it was whack at the time?
It's still on the internet.
Oh, really?
People still like…
I want to see.
People still… Don't, please.
Hey, wait.
No,
wait,
people still laugh.
Wait, really? When did your mindset change? Because I remember when you first came into the company, you're like, hey, Young, like, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I thought I felt good.
Aww.
I thought you guys were going to feel good. But I knew it was a little whack. For sure.
Even at the time?
Yeah. But then, you know, the video's still online and everyone's still…
You're seriously
still,
looking it up
no,
right now?
Everyone's still like, hey, it's cute. But hey, what do you expect? You
hey, know, like, whatever. It got you into the company, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
How old were you at the time when you first auditioned?
I was 16.
16 when you first came
17.
To Korea?
Aww. Yeah. And then I didn't know Korean. I didn't know how to sing, how to dance, how to do anything. And I was pretty buff back then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude. He had like… It was like his triceps, they were like abnormally huge. I was like, what the…
It's the fencer
my
triceps,
thighs,
huh?
Yeah, and
remember?
His thighs, dude. Mm. I was like…
Like, crazy.
Girls love a but, nice pair of thighs,
right,
bro.
And, apparently they didn't. Okay. Apparently they didn't. And then…
cultural difference, maybe?
No, I came in and I was in depression. From the third, since the third day in Korea, remember? I was telling you, hey, I said, Hyung, I'm gonna get cut. Remember? I said,
yeah,
I'm gonna get
cut. Like the third day, I was like, bro, you just got here. Yeah.
And first day, he helped me carry my luggage up the stairs because we lived like on the fifth floor.
Yeah.
There was no elevator.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, good days. And we always hang. Like me, Panil, Mark, Bam Bam, and Don.
Yeah, and Eugene.
And Eugene.
Yeah.
It was like all the English-speaking people.
Yeah.
That's when my Korean skills stopped improving. Yeah. It was like only Korean people. So I was like, in order to survive. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like all these English speakers started coming in. My Korean skills just went…
Yeah.
It's a perfect segue to talk about hometown now. So hometown, where were you guys… I know where we were before we came as trainees.
Where were you?
I was in LA.
Oh, right. I heard.
Yeah. I started late, bro. I came here when I was 20.
You and Isaac
were
high school…
Junior high.
You and Isaac, you guys were high school…
Junior high, bro.
Junior high.
Yeah, we're way…
Classmates, right? Oh, he's a
church
senior.
Mates.
Oh, church mates.
Yeah.
Right.
We're
in LA.
The same church. In LA, yeah.
Yeah, and LA and…
New York City.
New York.
Mm. I mean, New York.
Chicago.
Right.
And you're from?
Hong Kong, China.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You went to international school out there, huh?
Yeah. Since grade 4.
Mm.
And the reason I went was because I went to a local primary school, grade 1 to grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then the teachers, they had a serious conversation with my parents thinking that I've like mentally disordered… what do you call that?
A mental disorder?
Mental disorder.
You were struggling mentally?
Yeah. And then…
What?
And then they said I had ADHD and then like mental disorder, whatever. I think he should go to see the doctor, you know. And then so my parents cried.
Mm-hmm.
And then… But one of the teachers… Because my mom's a gymnast.
Mm.
Like gymnast.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a world champ gymnast.
Wow.
That's why she's like… she's teaching the school gymnastic.
Okay.
The same school.
Right.
And then one of the student… one of the students' mother is the teacher in that school. Uh-huh. And then after she heard about this incident, she went up to my mom and be like, "Hey, I think he should maybe try to, you know, bring him to international school, maybe because he's so active, you know, he's open-minded. Like, why give it a try?"
Wow.
Okay.
And then I went, then nothing happened and no problem. Yeah.
So that
I think in that international school, everyone's crazy. That's why in that international school, everyone is crazy.
Perfect place to fit in.
Everywhere I went and I'm normal. You know? Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, this is the thing in local schools, they're very strict about you can't when you go up the stairs, you can't go double at a time.
What? Oh, what? You can't take two steps at a time?
You can't take two steps at a time. Like if you do, you get like a
mark or whatever,
like,
right?
Like ear jump.
What is it for? Like a safety hazard, or is it? Just…
I don't know. Maybe you can't do that.
Slow at this.
Yeah, and you can't drink it. Let's say you have a lemon tea, you can't drink that.
Oh, just
like
water.
Only water.
Yeah. So I thought like, hey, mom. I said, teacher, excuse me, can I have a drink? And then she's like, oh yeah, sure. And then I took out my lemon tea and I started drinking. I said, Jackson, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Go to the office or. And then they thought like, you know, I had mental disorder.
What?
Because you drank lemon tea?
No, for like… Because I didn't listen.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
So, it's very strict in local schools.
Like all…
No, just that school.
That school. Okay,
in
okay,
Hong
okay,
Kong.
Okay, okay.
That school was really strict. Okay.
Wow.
And then your international school was just…
International schools, they don't
everything
give a,
goes pretty
they,
much.
They don't really care. You sleep on a table, it doesn't care. It doesn't matter.
Ain't nobody taking my lemon tea, not today.
No, it doesn't matter. As long as you get your work done.
Right.
It's
okay,
international
okay.
school, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's like American public schools.
Mm. Pretty much. Yeah. Dang. Yeah. Hong Kong high schools, they got you on lockdown, huh? Dang.
Lockdown until third grade.
That it almost sounds like like, aren't boarding schools kind of strict like that, right?
I guess so, yeah, yeah. I see Diane nodding her head. You're nodding your head.
Or like private schools, right? They're a little more strict with that stuff, I feel like. Okay, never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So in Kong, in your regular school, before you went to the international school, what language do they speak? Like,
oh, they
mainly?
Speak Cantonese.
Cantonese
okay. and Mandarin.
And then in the international school, you only speak English?
International school, because there's so many people from different countries.
Uh-huh.
We speak everything. Like, you mean like the majors?
Yeah, like the main. Like what
I guess
is the teachers
what language
teaching?
Do they teach in?
Oh, English.
Oh.
And French and Spanish.
Whoa, oh, wow. So you know how to speak?
I didn't go for Spanish. I went to French. And then for a year,
uh-huh.
and I failed, and so I changed back to Mandarin.
Hey, you gotta stick to what you're good at. You gotta stick to what you're good at.
And going to international school to study Mandarin.
Right.
Good choice.
It's okay.
You beat the system.
Easy A.
You beat the system.
Easy A.
I didn't get an A.
Oh, yeah. What?
I think it was a C or B.
Huh?
In Mandarin?
Yeah.
It's okay. Pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were your guys' like main kick it spots like when you were younger?
Kick it spot?
Like where'd you guys kick it at the most? Let's say
what do you mean
mall?
By kick it?
Like hang out.
After school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would there be a spot?
Yeah, the mall. It would just be the mall.
Mm-hmm. The mall is a good place.
It's like that or we're just like outside running around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Running around?
Yeah. Running around.
School's over.
Seriously, we're just outside or the mall. That's pretty much where I hung out.
What about you, Ashley?
Well, in New York, malls, the closest mall is like 40 minutes away by car. So, mall would be just like a special thing that you would do on a special day.
Like with your
ask
friends.
Your parents for a ride. So, mm-hmm. usually after school… I'm from Queens, so we hung out in Flushing a lot. And Flushing was basically like Korea, but like from the 80s. It was just like Korea in the 80s.
Wow.
Because we had all these Korean stores and stuff, but it was just mm-hmm. very old. And you know, we
like
had
Morning
like,
Glory.
We had like Goryeodang. Okay. We had Seoul Sundae, Geumgangsan, like all these Korean restaurants. We had like a ritual. We would go take sticker pictures at mm-hmm. this place called Toto's, and then we would go to Star Norebang, sing for an hour, and then we would go to Kimgane, eat cheese donkatsu with kimchi bokkeumbap, and then go to Goryeodang.
New York?
Yeah, in Flushing. It's like K-Town, basically.
You were pretty much in Korea in the States.
Yeah, I was.
You had a set routine. What the heck?
Yeah, seriously.
It's 1 p.m. time to eat that kimchi bokkeumbap.
and to do all that, we only needed $20 because it was like $5 to take sticker pictures. It was $5 for karaoke. And it was like $5 for tonkatsu.
Dang.
Like, yeah, so it was really cheap back then.
Dang.
Mm-hmm, that was what I did.
Okay. I love the pizza.
Huh?
I love the $1 pizza.
Yes, so good. So,
China Mac brought me to this pizza place. So good.
In LA?
So in,
New York.
Oh, okay.
So good. Very good.
Where is it?
I don't even know. It's somewhere on the street. And then it was really good. And then he's like, yo, New York has the best pizza.
They're famous for it. Mm-hmm. New York and Chicago.
Not Chicago.
And Halal Guy.
Oh yeah, Halal Guy is in New York. Is fire.
Yeah, it's 53rd and 6th.
We got deep dish.
So good.
I hate deep dish.
Oh, they have one in Korea.
The Halal Guys?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, they do.
Supposedly it's not as good as the New York one.
Oh, it's not as good?
That's what they say. I'd still like it though.
That's what I heard too, but I think it's pretty good. I think they have two right now, right? There's one in Itaewon and there's one in Gangnam, I think.
Yeah. You never ate Halal Guys in New York?
I had it like once in my entire life. I don't really like it.
No, but I heard a lot of New York people don't eat it that much.
My brother does. My brother drives out into the city like every week to get it and wait online. There are people who like it, but I didn't really like it.
Yeah, dude.
There's another place in Cheongdam. Jidai Bros.
Jidai Bros.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That place is good.
I want to hear about Hong Kong though, because I've been to Chicago and I've been to LA before, but I've never been to Hong Kong.
I didn't really chill. Like after school, I just went to fencing. So it's like 8 in the morning to 3 o'clock school, and then from 4:30 to 10 fencing. Ooh. So from 3 to 4:30, I go to the, what do you call it, the center? The National Team Center.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I try to do my homework, which I really didn't really try.
Uh-huh.
But I just pretended. And then
you tried to try.
I tried to try, but it doesn't work. And screw it. And then
you have to practice.
Yeah. I get ready for practice. And then until 10 o'clock, after that, I go home and try again. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work, then I say, you know, screw it. Mm-hmm. Sleep.
Okay.
Wow.
So every day has been like that. And usually I skipped half of the semester
of school.
Of school.
Because
I'm always in Europe. just flying around for tournaments.
You were on the Olympic team, yeah?
Yeah.
That's
dang.
So crazy.
Weren't you gonna go out on the actual Olympics?
Yeah, team, right? I was preparing for London Olympics 2012. Right. I came into JYP 2011.
Yeah.
So I had a really hard time 2012 because there are no future plans for me as a trainee.
Right.
Because I've only been in the company for 1 year and all my friends, they're on TV.
Mm.
Like I see it through TV because it's the Olympics.
Yeah.
Right.
And then like my Korean seniors friends, they're the world number one right now. They're the world rank.
Wow.
But they got the team division gold medal in fencing in London. You know, so I was really not jealous, but I'm so happy for them. But then I was just thinking in my mind, I was having a hard time. I was like, you know, I could have, you know, be there to witness that too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have, maybe not, you know. But I'm here with with no future plans. Nobody really gives a damn about me, you know. So I had
that. You could say it if you want. No one give a f-
No, really. Nobody really cares.
Right.
And I was really in depression back then.
I feel that,
man.
Yeah, because I remember even when at the time I got cut,
right.
Even then you weren't like in the GOT7 like…
Their project groups, right?
Yeah, before, you weren't in the project even when I got cut.
Before projects, there were like… 교육생.
Yeah.
It's educated like kids?
교육생? Is that what you call it?
교육생.
Oh, okay. So 교육생 like, is like educated kids.
I guess.
I mean, translated literally.
Educated kids. And then there's 연습생. Like really trainees.
Mm-hmm. So it's like 연습생. Yeah. You come in as a 연습생.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the… If you… You get like promoted to 교육생. And then from 교육생 you get promoted to a project group. Mm-hmm. And then you debut after your project.
Wow.
I wasn't none of them. I was trainee all the way.
Yeah.
How many years did it take you to get into 교육생?
I was never 교육생.
So you skipped into project group?
Yeah, I skipped into project for the last 6 months.
Dang.
Yeah, because even when I left, he was still just 연습생. And then like later, I heard he was debuting with GOT7. So I was like, oh shit. Wow. All right, nice.
That's exactly my reaction.
Nice.
So Jackson, you're in GOT7. Oh,
thank you, God.
Holy. No, you know, but like, at first, you know, they thought, you know, I had a sense of humor in some way in my personality. Mm. And they said, hey, you would probably do good in variety shows, you know. And then I'll thank you. Like, whatever you tell me to do, I do it. I'm here for you 24/7. And then they said, yeah, give it a try. Okay, I was actually almost the last member to be confirmed.
It's like a story of the underdog.
Are parents in Hong Kong as crazy about education as like Korean parents are?
Oh, my dad's national fencer.
He used to be
an Olympian fencer.
Dang,
my dad. And then my mom's Olympian gymnast.
Got Olympia in your blood.
My dad's like the first Chinese who won gold medalist in China. For China.
Wow.
For fencing. Saber. Wow. Man saber. My mom's a world champ gymnast. And then they met in Los Angeles Olympics.
That's a big name to look up, live up to, huh?
I think they met in Los Angeles Olympics.
All right.
Or was it other tournaments? Because you know how my mom's from Shanghai. My dad's from Guangzhou. Oh. So as for national team, everybody has to gather in Beijing.
Okay.
It's like in Korea, if you're Busan, if you're like from Daegu or wherever, right? And then if you're in the national team, you have to go to Seoul.
Right.
That's the training camp. You know?
And
and they met there. And then, you know what happened.
They fell in love.
You know, my dad did his stuff.
Yeah.
He made his move.
Yeah. Mm.
And then my brother's out. And then my brother's out. I have a brother. He's 1986.
Oh, you have an older brother.
Older brother. He used to be a former rugby player.
Oh, okay.
Man, he must be athletic. Like…
He used to, but now everything melt. everything melted after he has a child.
That happens. Yeah.
Please don't show him this footage.
Is he still in
Hong Kong? Was so buff.
You have to be for
one punch from him. Done. Yeah.
Is he still in Hong Kong?
No, he lives in Australia.
Oh.
He played for a rugby team.
Ah,
in Australia.
That makes sense.
Okay, I was going to say, I was like, oh, I didn't know rugby was big in Hong Kong. Either.
Rugby sevens is big, and Australia is really good in rugby.
Yeah.
So he went. And then, my parents, they're very strict about academics, education.
Oh, they are, okay.
And then at that time, I got scholarships from different universities. Mm-hmm. And one of them was actually my dream university, Stanford. Like I got like fencing scholarships.
Wow.
So they would offer me… I was in grade 11. And then they would offer me like… we will accept you for fencing scholarship. But you can't choose your major. Like it has to be related to sport. I chose like psychology. Sport psychology.
Okay.
I chose that. And then everything was almost confirmed. And then all of a sudden I was just like to my dad… I want to be a singer.
He thought
I was kidding. Yeah. You know, because that time it was exam day. After the exam, everyone left. You know, exam, you finish around like 11 a.m.
Right.
Everyone left. I was still in school playing basketball, just chilling with friends that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then JYP casting team came.
Oh, okay. Oh. They came.
Oh, okay.
You know, she came and then they're like, hey, they saw me in the basketball
court. Casted. Yeah, okay, casted.
Yeah. And then they said, do you want to be a singer? Or do you want to be a
celebrity?
Like singer or like Rain or like, you know, one of the girls. Or honestly, at that time, I didn't really know. But all my… I have a lot of Korean friends in my school. They're telling me like, yo, you should… Before they came, they were like, hey, you should audition for SM. You should audition with JYP. I didn't know what it was. So I searched it up. It's like, oh, I said, oh, it's pretty cool. You know, it's pretty good. I really like Big Bang. And then I love… I really like, you know, Dongbang Jingi. And then they came. So it means something, you know. Like my friends kept telling me. And then one day they actually came.
Right.
And then they're like, do you want to be this? And then I had a hobby of dancing. That's where that video came from.
Link me that
judge.
Later though.
Don't judge. Don't judge. I have a hobby dancing in shower. You know, you have that too, okay?
Admit it.
Everyone, okay? And singing, you know? And then she's like, do you know how to dance? I said, I love dancing, but I don't know. Like, I'm not professional. And she's like, dance for me with no music.
On just the spot?
Yeah, on the spot in front of everyone.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I have nothing to lose. You know, like just I show them some wave. And then
it was awkward as
Everyone, because we had like a building, you know, basketball court, the building, everyone was watching.
Oh my God.
Dang. And then what she say on the
and
spot?
Then she's like, come by Saturday. Yeah, come by like Sunday to the actual audition.
Oh, okay.
So I went. I was waiting. And then Ji Young Nuna, like
she was part of the casting team.
Yeah. Now she's a head.
Yeah. She's
head of a division.
Oh wow.
And then she's like, oh, you're here. Come in. Let's record you. And then I was like, record me doing what? And it's like, yeah, just do that thing you did.
at the basketball court.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't remember the routine. I did that. And then she's like, And then it took them like 7 months to hit
to
me back.
To get you back?
What?
Yeah. They took me… Oh no, seven, 3 months. Sorry. 3 months to hit me back.
Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah,
they waited for another 4 months. Because…
Wow.
That 4 month was the struggle between me and my friends, my family, and all the fencing teammates.
Right. Waiting for that. Yeah. Waiting. Yo, going back to the hardest part about doing all this celebrity artist stuff. Waiting is one of the hardest parts, I think.
Mm-hmm. Waiting.
Having to wait for…
Like
your
approval.
Time to… Approval. Yeah. Your time to, you know, drop what you want to drop. Yeah. And like when you're not… 100% dictating all of what's going on. I think that's one of the hardest parts. What were we even talking about?
We were supposed to talk about hometown, but…
I mean, we touched on it a lot.
A little bit.
Just like the tip of the iceberg a little bit.
Not even a tip. Maybe like a little sprinkle of snow.
Yo, you didn't have makeup on. Why did I go for a makeup?
Well, I was supposed to and I should have. But… I just didn't.
I've never done makeup.
God.
I think.
You're going to look better for the camera though.
Yeah, you're going to look better than us.
Honestly, I don't really care.
Because
I thought you guys… I thought it would be impolite to not… You know.
Oh, no.
And we used to in the beginning, but now we're just like…
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get real. We show our real faces. That's why I wear glasses and a hat.
You look the best.
Yeah.
your face is going to be the thumbnail for this one.
This one?
This is a rhetorical question. It's yes for sure. I feel like all of our experiences growing up and just what we see and what we do and who we're around have a huge impact on where we're at right now and who we are as human beings too.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dang, life's been crazy, huh? What a crazy ride.
I mean, I feel like because we all grew up in the States, mm-hmm. we definitely have a different mindset.
Yeah.
From Korean, like majority of Korean people.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's like, I think we stress about different things maybe.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then it's like, oh, like, I don't get this, but why does it have to be this way? Like, I don't get it. But then in their head, they're kind of like, why doesn't he get it?
Right.
You know, so it's like, yeah, well, where you grew up and everything, it definitely has an impact on where you're gonna live later.
True.
For sure.
True. Mm-hmm.
So. Do you guys want to move back to your hometowns later and live there?
Oh yeah, I'm moving back soon to Beijing.
Okay. Oh.
Because you know my mom, both of my parents, they're in Hong Kong right now, mm-hmm. and then I'm separated with them for 10 years already.
Oh, you know? Wow.
So, and my mom and dad, they're like 65, 63 mm-hmm. already. So. Honestly, you know, as a son, I want to spend more time with them.
Of course.
And,
of course.
You know, I'm planning to move back to Beijing with them to live together. And, you know, there's still a huge difference seeing them in person every day than FaceTiming.
Right, yeah. of course.
So
huge difference.
You know, you touch, you hug, you talk in person for even 10 minutes or an hour or spending a day together. You know, as many as I can.
Yeah, for sure.
Aww. I remember when you came out on Roommates, was it the variety show, and then you like reunited with your mom, and I was like crying.
I was just about to bring that up, bro. I was in the gym. I was like.
No, but honestly, yeah, it's 2 years not seeing your parents. And like I said, I was really in depression. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't help. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good son.
Yeah, dude, he takes care of his family like crazy.
My parents are like, you know, sometimes I don't… You guys probably feel the same. You know, at some point, your parents… Some actions that they do… Mm-hmm. You can tell that they're a little bit, little by little aging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get sad. Mm-hmm. And you get like, oh, I need to protect them. You know, like don't you feel that?
Definitely. I mean, I see my parents at most maybe once every year. And that's most. Yeah. And every time I see them, there's like a new blemish on their face. There's new gray hairs coming out. And I'm just like, damn, like. You know, you see it because you don't see the in-betweens, like the stress in-betweens. And when you do see that, it's like, you know, it used to be me coming to you. But now it you could slowly see the transition of it, you know, going back, turning around. And you're going to have to, you know, at one time come to the realization that you're going to have to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes also that they… As a kid, I always thought, you know, they're warriors, you know, like mommy, daddy,
invincible,
you know? Invincible, Superman, you know, mommy, daddy. But at some point, I feel they're starting to
get soft,
be more child, like a little bit more. Not in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way. You know, not in I don't know how to describe it, but not in a bad way. But they start to act more cute in some ways. Mm-hmm. So it makes me feel like because of that action, the way I analyze it is, oh, I need to protect. They're seeking for protection. Who's behind me? Oh my God. should I see a shadow? Damn, somebody creeping on me.
Yeah, so I think this is a good time to get into mail time.
A good time to get… We didn't finish talking about…
All right. Well,
can I come back next time?
Yes, we could,
for sure. Yeah.
You could be a host if you want to.
Yeah.
we'll get back into it and chop it up about all that for another episode. I feel like we could get into a lot of different stuff with Jackson. But we have some users on Reddit that are looking for insight. Mm-hmm. We have user WBR869. And this user says, so I'm a 29-year-old male and I moved back to my hometown in Ohio after 4 years away in Cleveland, 80 mm-hmm. miles away. Mm-hmm. I found after almost a year back that I don't like being in that readily accessible to my brother. Oh, I don't like being that readily accessible to my brother or parents and my friends from the past that I have less in common with. The people in the town don't share the same values as me, which is a struggle. I have opportunities to leave and head out to Salt Lake City and I am tempted by it. I left Ohio temporarily 7 years ago and was unhappy. But in talking to my peers and family, they feel it was because it was a temporary move around 6 months. And I was never truly settled. I love my time in Cleveland and enjoyed the freedom of not being so close to my family. As bad as that sounds. Is it stupid to uproot my life at 29? Oh, there's more.
Can you read it?
Part of me also is browsing opportunities in Europe. Mm. I traveled a lot through my 20s and loved the adventure and feel like that is missing. I thought I was ready to settle down and stop traveling for work. But after 25 weeks straight of working in one place, I'm not sure it's for me. Has anyone moved back to their hometown and regretted it?
What's the problem, man?
So I think
this is the problem, man.
They're not happy. So I feel like they were pretty happy in Cleveland.
I don't think it's stupid to start fresh at 29 and moving to a different city because, like you said, your values aren't, you know, you guys don't share the same values back in your hometown and you're just not going to be happy. And if you're there, I feel like you're going to be miserable and like blame your family for having to move back maybe internally and just like be stressed over that. So I think it's a good chance to head out to a new city and you know, discover yourself even more and have new opportunities. I don't know. I think that's what I would do.
I mean, didn't you pretty much have a new start around 29 too?
Yeah, basically. Right?
So I don't think it's too late ever to kind of have a fresh start. And then they said that I loved my time in Cleveland and enjoyed the freedom of not being so close to my family. So then I think…
Oh, he's still in the moment.
Yeah, I think he still wants to like explore and stuff because they said part of me is also browsing opportunities in Europe.
Yeah.
So I feel like they still want to travel. They still want to experience life a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So then go out, do all that and then I'm sure they're going to start missing their family as they get a bit older.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like us, like they come back every once in a while. They see their parents aging and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're going to want to move back or… Like you said, even take their family to wherever they're living eventually, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I think right now they could just… I don't think it's a stupid move to uproot your life at 29. I think they could still go out and experience
He should know what he truly wants. He should know himself better and then start making plans and go towards it and execute it.
That's
easy. Isn't it easy?
It's a lot easier said than done though.
No, but sit down for at least like 30 minutes to think about it. I think…
What you want
to
do, right? Yeah.
Know yourself, man.
Yeah.
Did you want a high five when you did this?
Actually, no. I was like, right? You know yourself, right?
It was like, if I was
wanted
like, right?
A, right? If I wanted a high five, I would do this.
I thought you wanted one in agreement.
But yes, I did. Thank you for that. Thank you.
I was like, that was kind of awkward. I was like, something was off about that high five.
All right, we have a user, CO1088, and the user asks, does moving back to my hometown make me a failure? I'm 24, married, about to start my last semester of graduate school, and I was born and raised in Tennessee as a husband.
She's married?
He is married.
Oh, he's married?
She's married.
She's 24 and about to start her last semester of graduate school.
Yeah.
I was born and raised in Tennessee, as is my husband.
Oh.
We moved to Colorado 2 weeks after getting married so I could attend a top 10 grad school program.
Sheesh.
It's been almost 2 years now and my husband is miserable here.
Oh no.
He lost his job here and got a new one he hates, has made few friends here, misses our families, and finds nothing enjoyable about Colorado. Ew. I love Colorado but have also made few friends and miss my family back home. Because he is so happy. We have talked and agreed together to move back to Tennessee, to the town where I went to college, about 30 minutes from our hometown. There's a lot I'm looking forward to: cheaper cost of living, a happy husband, good food, and being close to family. But at the same time, I'm incredibly depressed and have feelings of being a failure. You see, no one ever leaves my hometown. They grow up there, go to school close by, then go home to live there, work there, and raise all their children with their high school friends' children. I'm the only person I know who got farther than 6 to 7 hours away, and I feel like by moving back, I'm just like everyone else, a failure who couldn't make it outside of the bubble. Logically, I know doing this out of love for my husband, and practicality, for example, a house in Tennessee versus Colorado is $100,000 cheaper.
Wow.
But I still feel like I'm admitting defeat by doing this. Is this all in my head, or am I really a failure if I move back home?
Excuse me.
Hey. He didn't even let you finish. He's like, hold on.
No. Hold on a second. I really disagree with that phrase of, then I would be like everyone else.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Like, what is wrong? Like, you're married, okay? You're going there for your education. You're living your life, you know? And no one should judge you. And you shouldn't care about what other people… how they see you. You live your life, you know?
Right.
So I think… Too much stress. Too much stress thinking about, oh, how are they gonna see me? How are they gonna think about me? You know, stop that. I mean, before that, get yourself… Come on, help me out here, bro.
You know what it sounds like?
Get yourself solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's also sort of like an ego thing. Like, oh, I'm the first one to move out and stuff like that.
Right.
But that doesn't matter, man.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the first one to move out 9 hours away. What does it mean?
Probably nothing. Feels like success. What? Like
it
I moved
mean.
To Jeju though. What does it mean?
Nothing.
I feel like this person here, I can kind of resonate a little bit with this person because when I first left the States, the last thing I told all my close friends was, I'm gonna buy you a Rolex. We're gonna buy a mansion. We're gonna party for life when I'm back. And I think she's kind of scared to move back because she's afraid of having the image of failure.
Yeah.
But that I feel like also she's on her quarter life crisis. Have you heard of quarter life crisis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
At some point of your life, you just run into that emehan timing.
Yeah. So you're just worried. Yeah. So worried about the future that it gives you anxiety and like you're in a very, very rough place. Sometimes even depression. Mm-hmm. I feel like she could be in that state right now because she's exactly 24.
Yeah.
It's very natural for that to come around that age. And I feel like she also has a lot of weight on her shoulders being that she is married too. And her husband is not really enjoying where they're at.
Mm.
And but at the end of the day, I feel like anyone who's been through that crisis before or just going through life that's been through a similar situation that feels the way you feel will tell you, just take baby steps. You know what I mean? Don't look too far and don't really give a shit about what people are going to say to you when you're back. It doesn't make you a failure when you go back home.
Also,
you
know what I mean? What is their definition of failure? It's like just because they move back doesn't mean that they stop doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like failure is when you actually quit, you know?
Right.
But moving back isn't quitting. That's just another step in their life. It's for a better life.
Yo, people are going to say whatever they're going to say, you know? Like you can't control that. And you can't have everything you want, you know? Yeah. You can't have everything you want in life. Just set few targets or a few goals. Then think about you can't have like your husband's not happy there. He's having like a miserable time over there. Okay, mm-hmm. That's one problem. And then what's the second problem?
Just second afraid of going
housing,
back.
Going back.
Housing problem. And then the third problem is moving back because people think you came back. You're a fail. And then that's another problem, right? You got to give up one. You know, you can't have everything.
Yeah, you got to make a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Right.
My dad mentioned this to me because my parents are back in the States. And my parents haven't come back to Korea in 21 years now. Like, never. And my parents still are working their asses off there. And my parents don't speak English. And I told my dad to come back to Korea because now that I'm here and I don't think I'm going to be moving back for a while. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, just come here. Like, I, you know, like, I can help you and right. blah, blah, blah. But he said, I don't want to move back because, like, people are going to think I'm a failure. Because when you move to the States, I guess no, his friends.
My, my mom say that too. Sometimes yeah. I said, mom, can you do something? So, no. Then everyone would think I'm this. I'm like, who's everyone? Who, tell me who is everyone? My relatives like, yeah, but yeah. come on. Mm-hmm. You know, this is yeah. the thing I have with my parents too.
Yeah. Right? yeah. I was like, he is… Because when right. people… When you move to America, your friends think like, oh my God, he's successful. He must be living the life. But when he comes back, he's going to have to find a new job in Korea, which is hard to do at his age. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he has like so much money that he can come here and just buy a house. Right. And he like my parents are also separated, so I'm like, just come here, like, and be with your family, be with your mom and your brothers here mm-hmm. in Korea, because I feel like he'd be much happier here. But at the same time, he still worries about what other people will think because yeah. It's not like he made it and he came back able to support the rest of his family. He's mm-hmm. going to have to come back and start fresh. Right. And I'm like, don't worry about that, you know. But at the same time, right. he has a lot of pride too, so I'm just yeah. like, okay, I guess like.
The yeah. thing is, you really got to know what makes you truly happy, mm-hmm. you know, like not how other people judge and view you, mm. you know. Yeah. I really, honestly, I don't really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
I feel like that's a perfect way to wrap up the show, bro. Like, don't really…
We're not going to wrap up anything.
Bro. Yeah. We're one. Episode two. we'll see you guys in a minute. yeah, like Jackson was saying, you know, don't let other people's views really dictate how you move and you maneuver through life. That can put you in a huge hindrance and stop you from making bigger moves. So, you know, do you and don't really yeah. care.
Yeah, go ahead. And like your husband's gonna be happier, and your marriage is probably gonna be happier.
Yo.
So you're gonna be happier in the
Yo.
End,
yeah.
and you're close to family. That gives you so much support, like mentally, more than you know, like mentally sure. and emotionally. So in the end, you might be happier. You just don't know. You just have a lot of fear right now.
It's yeah. even more sad to gossip.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, because you really have nothing to do. To gossip. Mm. Like usually people gather around. They have a drink. What do? Most of the time they gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like… It's sad to gossip. I would just say that. Mm. And yeah. So don't really care about how other people judge you. And,
right.
and just focus on your root. Yeah.
Amen.
Yo.
Whew. Gave you a lot of gems this episode. That being said, we're going to wrap it up.
That was smooth, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
I shaved this morning.
Yeah, nice, bro.
If you go the other way, you can feel it though.
No, not really.
Oh, really?
Same. I have up till here.
Yeah, bro. You kind of gnarly.
I have to up till there.
Oh, when we're 35, we're about to be macho
relate.
As hell.
I can't relate.
Okay, before this goes sideways again, thank you, Jackson, for being on this episode.
Anytime, bro.
We will invite you to more, definitely.
Yes.
It was a blessing having you here. If you guys wish to stay updated on this show, we have IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Also, do you want to shout out your
Instagram,
your Twitter?
YouTube.
Yo.
Yeah, I mean… my own label is called Team Wang.
Team.
And we just launched our YouTube channel.
Okay.
It's on mm-hmm. my Instagram link. And
what's your Instagram link?
My Instagram link is when you type Jackson Wang, and the blue check mark is
Ooh.
There.
Flex,
Jackson Wang, 852
not flex,
G7.
just the
facts.
Facts. Facts. No. And then
your Patreon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, YouTube this year I'm probably gonna release 40 plus songs.
Just this year alone, 2021.
One English album, one Chinese album, and 20 songs in like different collaborations.
Okay.
Projects. And there will be also to be continued. To be continued. Various artists coming out of Team Wang.
Woo! Yeah.
So
you're gonna be signing
and
people.
Then
okay.
And then a lot of great stuff coming out, so stay tuned. Every month will be a surprise.
Yeah, all keep right, a lookout right. for Team Wang. Once again, subscribe to and review this podcast, and thank you everyone for listening. See you guys next time. Peace.
Bye. Peace.